No, Josh. All right. Okay, so welcome to the Chatty Whack Shack. This is going to be an interesting one right here. Oh, we've got Tanner, we've got Danny Bronson, and Josh Norris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Everyone's just says my last name.
So
there's like 17 Joshes at Fletcher.
What?
What?
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
So, how's Fletcher? Everyone?
Good, good.
Good.
Interesting.
Is it different this year?
It is what you think it. I honestly liked last year better.
No, I like this year a lot better.
I like this year almost better. I mean, you just like know people, you know what I'm saying?
That's very true. You don't have to like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like there's more positivity in the school now.
Okay, I liked the dorm better last year.
Agreed.
But this year, like, as a school year, I like this year better. Very true.
As in, like, classes?
Yeah, like, classes and just, like... actually being able to talk with people kind of thing.
Well, yeah.
Not talking with people. I don't know. You know, it's not as awkward, like, all together.
I like sports because you're not, like, last pick this year.
Yeah,
very true. Everyone
like
already
knows second, third.
Last year, no one, like, knew who you were. But
you're like, oh, okay.
Speaking of sports, what are we on? Volleyball right now?
Yeah,
yeah, volleyball.
Volleyball.
Are you on A-League?
Nah, I'm not in A-League. Are you?
I don't know. I have a pet.
You sign up for A-League.
Yeah.
You create your own team for A-League.
Yeah, you make your
you mean B-League?
I don't know.
Did you sign up for anything at all?
I signed up on a big team.
That was B-League.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What team are you on?
I don't know.
Actually, I think you're on
no
my team.
I'm on your team.
I think so.
Okay, so basically, right
we
now.
Lost yesterday, just by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. So you lost?
I lost.
Danny, we were supposed to play.
Abner. Yeah, Abner's team lost yesterday.
Well, because they said that the captain was supposed to talk to you, but he never talked to me.
This is the worst. Never mind, I was gonna say that.
No, that's where the edits come in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beep. Okay, all right, that's one cut. We'll just take a little break real quick. Okay, back at it again.
Back at it again with the white vans.
Back at it again.
No, so basically we're doing this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. This is part of my passion project.
Chad's passion.
And I'm supposed to be asking you guys, like,
yes,
about your passion project. So Josh, start us off real quick. What are you doing?
I'm doing working out for an hour a day.
Wow,
yeah.
Big man.
Real original.
Speaking of big man, who's the biggest man on campus?
Mets.
Explain.
Okay, we'll go from each class.
From each class?
From each the like freshman ball, is right? Nathan Trapero.
Yeah, Nathan Trapero
all the way.
His body.
Definitely Mets for Mets.
Yeah, we'll just say Mets.
Yeah, we'll just pull Mets.
And then juniors, Jake or Davi.
Jake or Davi.
I say Jake.
Davi's a big body.
I think Davi. Davi's pretty big.
Yeah,
Davi's,
and then
wide.
Bryston for probably seniors
big
or
time.
Something like that. Anyways.
You'd be Bryston.
Then Bronson, you're doing something similar to Josh's, right?
No, mine's all diet.
Yeah,
okay.
All diet. That's the most important
So I'm eating
thing.
Like 4,000 or 5,000 calories in a day, and then I just substituted like food for protein shakes.
Yeah.
And it's really hurting a lot.
That's a lot of calories.
Sucks.
Yeah,
a lot
it does.
Of calories.
And then Danny's doing something like over the top, like a lot.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And then it didn't work out because my body.
Like, okay, describe to everyone what you're doing, even though most of them probably do.
All right, so basically, I'm just running a lot, or at least I was until I got wrecked. But, right, so I like started off the first 2 weeks, I would run a mile every day before school.
Oh,
to, like,
impressive.
Yeah, dog.
Everyone give him a little bit of a hand right there, real quick.
That's
right,
a whole
okay.
mile.
That's right. A lot.
Yeah, in Would 2 weeks, that's 10 miles. But the reason I'm doing that was to raise awareness for kids who have to, like, walk really far for education. So then I decided that every other week I'd add a mile. So then after those 2 weeks, I did 2 miles every day. And then when we hit 3 miles, we went on biology trip. And things kind of just went down from there.
Because
I did, in fact, run for that week during biology trip, kind of. I'd, like, kept a tab. And then, so, like, one day I didn't run, so the next day I did, like, 6, you know, kind of thing. I'd got my tab, but I came back and I was sick, and then I ran 6 the next day, and then my knee was not the same since then.
Smooth.
So I've had to stop running.
An adventurer like you.
Yeah. But my sisters are actually running for me, and I actually have to get people to know that. I need to make a video, post it.
You haven't posted in a while, have you?
I have not posted. That's because I haven't been doing anything.
I mean, this is like, podcast number one, but we'll be merging, you know, with others,
yeah.
Like with other people. But Tanner, what was yours?
Oh, I was honestly kind of lame, but
yeah,
good excuse. I was just trying to get more sleep for myself, and that was the best thing I got. So I'm just going to sleep at 10 every night.
Gross.
10.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Not very well.
But not very well.
It's kind of hard to do what that, I feel like, in the dorm.
Yesterday?
About 11:05.
11:12.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting. Josh, how'd you come up with your passion project, though? Or did you just think of it just because it was like...
I just thought of it.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've always tried to work out for like 30 minutes a day, but I'm like too lazy. I just don't do it. I need to force myself.
That's okay.
Force yourself.
Can we talk about how much Mr. Morris runs?
Oh my
goodness. Dude, literally I tried running with him one day, and it was Jake and Mr. Morris in front of everyone. And I decided that I was going to stay with them the entire way. And I only needed 2 miles that day. So we did like the track, you know? And you know how on the other side of the baseball field, there's like the huge field?
Yeah.
You can run on
it. Oh, so that day we did for running club. So basically we'd do like a lap of the track and then we'd go out across the entire like backfield and then back, right? They did like 4 laps of that and that was like 2 miles roughly.
Was it not good?
Dude, I don't know how they did it. Like, they had such a good pace and the entire field back there is just straight holes. Like, it's terrible. So
things messed up.
It was so bad. So I like kept with them for 2 miles, but I was breathing so hard. And then that day Jake actually ran like 5 miles and Mr. Morris ran like 4. So they did double it again. Well, I could. I was dead. Actually dead. Yeah. They're beasts.
So yeah, dude. Football's over. Jake's team won, right?
Yeah, Jake's team actually
and
did
Benny
win.
Benny's team isn't a lot of teamwork, which is kind of upsetting because since I lost to him, of course it's going to be upsetting. But
yeah,
my team, we definitely have potential.
Wait, volleyball?
Yeah.
We're talking about football.
Yeah, I was going to call it.
I thought you were talking about volleyball. Oh, okay. Well, because Jake's team also won volleyball last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, I see
Jake's
about
team?
That.
Yeah.
When does soccer start? Soccer starts like at the end
it's
of the year.
So it's
like
far, man. I just want it to happen.
I wish it.
Football or volleyball or soccer? Which one?
Oh, definitely soccer.
Football.
Soccer.
Football. It's gotta be football.
Soccer's the only thing I can.
Football is like number one.
I see 3 against 2.
I think in like how popular football would win just because.
It's America.
It's America.
But if you were in like Europe or something, like
yeah, soccer would like blow football out of the water.
Else in the world,
yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. See, and then what else happened? Oh, biology trip.
That was
exciting. We had a raccoon in our tent. We got attacked by a raccoon while we were lost.
Hey, I had to go back for that car. I mean that cord.
Oh yeah.
And I heard the thing coming out of the woods.
I think that's the fastest I've ever run.
Honestly.
Running away from a raccoon, like I thought it had rabies. I thought it hit everything. I don't know. I just heard it.
It was at 23.
I remember. I tried to run next
raccoon.
To him and checked.
Like we heard something and it all just like clicked, like cahoots. What's that game? Yeah, cahoots. Mr. Bass plays that a lot. Yeah, that's.
If you had to debate that, would you rather have a perfect weather, everything flows wonderfully, biology trip?
No.
It's
more exciting.
That's how you get to know your students or your friends.
Your students.
Your students.
No. Like,
Josh, you have your own students.
Your peers.
Your peers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like dogs.
Oh, no.
I like dogs.
It rained a lot.
We got flooded out of our tent.
Yeah,
I thought
I was perfect.
We left all of our tent windows open. No water got in.
Our tent somehow like it got wrecked. Did Jimmy ever burn it? Jimmy was gonna burn it.
He was supposed to. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, it literally flooded with so much water.
All of our
and you know what? You know what happened? Only my stuff. It was like a perfect. It was like an angel. Like sat around my stuff and like pushed the water back.
Oh yeah, I thought I was fine, but then I picked up my bag and there was just a puddle underneath it.
Yeah, it like dripped.
I was like, great.
Your bag was full of water. I don't know how much. Nothing of mine got wet though. I was pretty lucky.
My tent wasn't that bad. It was me, Metz, Serino, and Bruce. And Metz had his like giant like.
The billow.
Yeah, the fat billow boy. Or the fat boy or whatever he called it. Thing smelled like wet dog. It sucked. Wait, it was so loud.
Who hit fire ants?
Because it was like, I think it was
Bama. I think it was Bama.
Yeah,
Bama's
they. Group. Yeah, that was William and Peyton. Yeah. There were so many fire ants.
That was
I looked
Jacob's
in there.
Tent, but yeah. he drank soda and he was like,
I only spilled a little bit of soda. Soda doesn't attract him, only food does.
Once Jacob hears this, he's gonna come and like hurt you.
It's okay.
It wasn't Jacob.
No, that was Brendan that said that.
Oh.
Not Jacob.
Oh, wait a minute.
So now you just put him under the bus.
Great.
It's okay,
stop talking.
Drink soda in a tent.
No, it's okay.
Wait, do we want to talk about what happened with Jimmy?
What?
We could talk about that. Bronson, lead us out.
Dude. Jimmy's little problem. So Jimmy went to sleep pretty early. And you know the routine. If someone falls asleep first, you gotta mess with them. So we woke him up at like, I don't know, it was like 12.
No, it was at least 1 o'clock.
It was 1 in the morning. We woke him up. We were telling him, come on, Jimmy, we gotta go. We gotta get on the bus for sunrise.
Because usually, like, when we wake up, it's still dark, so it's kind of believable.
So he doesn't have his phone, so we can't check the time. So we just kind of tricked him into, like, believing that it was time to get on the bus.
He got so mad at us. He was, like, punching us, and then he got out. And he put on part of his sock, so he's, like, walking out with, like, one sock on and a shoe. The other shoe's, like, on, like, partially with no sock. Is so funny. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Sock on Shane's tent trying to do that, too.
Yeah, Evan tried to wake me up, and
I was just done. Yeah. I'm like, let me sleep. Go
it was
away.
So funny, because we got to the bus, and
we went all the way to the bus before we realized we were, like, actually flying.
And the thing that was believable is that, like, people were still up. Like, yeah it wasn't even. Oh, man, it's pouring out.
Pouring down.
Today, we got our pictures back.
Interesting.
Mine are very bad.
Mine were pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's the first good picture
I was. Okay, so here's what happened, right? I get up to the picture, right? She's like, 1, 2, and, like, before she says 3, Bronson said something. So I was talking to him, and she took the picture as I'm talking to Bronson.
He's like, okay, you're done.
If this had, like, a picture option where I could put it on the podcast, I wouldn't because of how bad it is. Like, literally, it's like me, like, doing the awkwardest, like, smirk and talking at the same time.
I want to see this now.
Yeah.